now call this meeting to order. I am Ajabulile Edumisa Ulwam Mutia, Miss Ajabulile Edumisa Ulwam Mutia. I am the committee secretary for this committee. My role today here is to conduct the proceedings for the election of the chairperson. The procedure to be followed today is as follows. I will call for nomination and the seconder. The rules of parliament, rule 129, 1, reads as follows. A committee must elect one of its members as the chairperson of the committee. I will now call for nominations for the position of the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture. Are there any nominations? Dabumahlangu.
Chair, thank you. My name is Dabumahlangu, a member of this Portfolio Committee. I would like to nominate the name of Oliswa Sandra Tom as chair of the portfolio. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mahlangu. Is there a second for the nomination? Honorable Tholeli.
Thank you. My name is Honorable Sibongile Tholeli. I second Honorable Mahlangu for the name nominated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Mamoto, do you accept the nomination?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Yes, I do accept the nomination.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Before we proceed, before you come and take your seat, I'd like to just outline the role of the chairperson of the committee. The role of the chairperson of the committee, subject to other provisions of these rules and directions of the committee, A, presides at the meetings of the committee, B, may act in any matter on behalf of and in the best interest of the committee when it is not practical to arrange a meeting of the committee to discuss that matter. If that matter concerns, one, a request by a person to give evidence or make oral representations to the committee, two, any other request to the committee, and the initiation of any steps or decision necessary for the committee to perform its functions or exercise its powers. C, performs the functions, tasks, duties, and exercise the powers that the committee, resolutions of the assembly, and the legislation may assign to the chairperson. D, in the event of an equality of votes on any question before the committee, must exercise a casting vote in addition to the chairperson's vote as a member. Ms. Golis, can you please come and take this?
Thank you very much, presiding officer of this session. Honorable members, as I said earlier on, good morning, and I'm really humbled to serve as the chairperson of this board of this portfolio committee, which I think is very important, and I think it should be central in any society. Because if you look at the work that's done in this department, it's work that is that responds to the priorities of government, if you look closely at the work that is being done. So we are charged with a big responsibility as the members of this committee. You may think that this committee is at the periphery, but I think it's up to us as members of the committee to bring it to the center, because it responds to the priorities of government. So I'm really humbled, and I'm hoping that we will work well together for the benefit of the people. It's never about any of the people sitting around tables. It's never about anybody who is in a boardroom, but it's always about the people that we are serving. I'm hoping that we will work closely together. We will work as a team because this is what is needed, that we work as a team for the benefit of the people that are, that have put us where we are. Enye into endicinga ibalulekile yinto yokuthethwa kweelwimi zethu. Ibalulekile loo nto siyile komiti, yinto ekufuneka leyo sigxininise kuyo. But I think it's very complicated at this level, because at provincial level it was easy. You know that there are four official languages in a particular province. Like in my province, four official languages, it's easy. But when you come to this level, it's not easy. 11, in fact 12 official languages when you include sign language. But it, while we are striving to ensure that we speak our languages, but we should ensure that what we say is understood by all. So I think it's important for us as we try to ensure that we speak our languages, but we don't deprive the people of what we are saying, because into esizabe siyithetha into ebalulekileyo esifuna iziwe ngumntu wonke. So I would appeal to members of the committee, if they feel that they need to speak their language, it will disadvantage some of us. So I think it's important for us to ensure that we prepare for that well in advance. Kuba ke nyani nam ndiyathanda usithetha isiXhosa sakuthi, but siziwa ngubani abanye abantu abasiva, and I would like what I'm saying to be heard by everybody. And it's only fair that other people hear what I'm saying. I want to thank you very much again, and we have a lot of work to do. We won't have time to slumber. We have a lot of work to do, and as you all know that we are behind schedule, and we'll have to work in our next meeting. We'll have to work the whole day, so we need to prepare ourselves. We must take a deep breath, fasten our seat belts, because we are going to travel at this breakneck speed, because we do have a meeting next week, but that information is going to be given to us. I think I'll give an opportunity to members just to say just a few words before we, because we have limited time, we don't have much time for this meeting, we have only an hour. I would like members just to say whatever you feel about the committee, about the work that you're doing, because I believe that if we are going to work as a team, we need to begin to hear each other's voices and to know who we are, and you know, so that we build that relationship that's so important for the benefit of the people that we are serving. Thank you very much. Let me start from here, and then we will go this way and that way, and the whip of the committee will be the last.
Okay, thank you very much, Chairperson. Congratulations on your election, and I hope that as a committee we will work as a team, put politics aside, and help the people so that as a collection we can achieve, you know, greatness. And thank you very much.
Chair, if our colleagues were to indicate who they are, at least it will help.
I am Winston Rabotapi, and I come from the Democratic Alliance. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair. My name is Asanda Machobin from ESF. I thank you for the opportunity that we have as a committee. And I seconded that we have worked hard. At the same time, we produce precisely results if we work as a part of a team. I thank you.
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity. I'm Dr. Alan Grootboom, and I'm quite new at arts and culture. but it doesn't mean I don't know arts and culture. But congratulations on your election. And I trust that if we keep to that, that within this committee, we are representing the people of South Africa, and I think that should be our the way to move forward. Thanks.
Chair, my name is Jabu Mashangu. I represent the ANC. And I guess from the collective of the ANC, we should welcome members from the other parties as well, appreciating your acceptance of our nomination. We are confident that you are going to lead this portfolio, ensure that we collectively exercise oversight as part of our mandate, ensure public education, and surely ensure that the portfolio of arts and culture occupies its rightful place in body politics. You've already mentioned the centrality of this portfolio, and I think over and above on what you have said, it is crucial for us to also remember that culture is what has, from other sources, divided our society, when in actual fact it should be uniting us. In our diversity, we should find unity for us to appreciate who we are as a community. And indeed, all of us are aware that the arts in South Africa is one of those potential industries that has not really taken root and which has a great potential. And I guess within the mix of arts and culture portfolio, there is a host of matters that are very crucial. When you talk of social cohesion, it is one aspect that is very crucial to cement the unity amongst ourselves as South Africans, even amongst ourselves as different political organizations, because over and above our different interests as opposition parties, they are these things that should bring us together. And those things rest within this portfolio, and I can only hope that we can set an example to all other portfolios in ensuring that we are able to forge and indeed pull South Africa to a desired destiny once more. Thank you for the opportunity. I thought I should, like I said, I will speak for all of us. You know, you mentioned the time. And I guess as we meet on Tuesday, we can best know each other as we go forward. But we're trying to save the time for the portfolios that must occupy the space, Chair. And apologies that I didn't consult my colleagues, but I spoke for all of them. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, Chairperson. I think Mr. Masangu has a very popular name here, and I don't know which Masangu is he.
My name is Jabu Mashangu, not the father of Jabu Mashangu Kule.
Okay. I think to conclude, honourable members, we are called upon during this period that we are here to give it our all, to even give ourselves for the benefit of the people that we are serving. And we are called upon to do everything that we do with great love and passion. And I think that's going to make us, what the Chief Whip was saying, a committee that is really separated from all the committees. Thank you very much. And I would like to declare the meeting closed. There are documents in front of you, honorable members. Yeah, there are documents in front of you. And if you could, in your time, look at the document, study the document, because as I said earlier, that we will be having one day, which means then we must come well prepared. We must read the document so that we come to discuss and not read the document in the meeting. We need to read them in our own time so that when we come to discuss the issues. I thank you very much.
I have to be able to do it. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.